It's the microphone. Go.
This is Brandon Stevens. I'm 10 years old and interviewing my papa, Craig Barber. We are having a telephone interview from my location in Shreveport, Louisiana to Lake Charles, Louisiana, where my papa lives. Today is Wednesday, December 27, 2017.
Hi, this is Craig Barber. I am Papa. I am Brandon Stevens' Papa. And I am being interviewed by my grandson.
Okay.
First question. What are you proudest of?
Well, there are many things to be proud of in this world. For us as a family, I guess I'm most proud of our family. I'm proud of your mother and your father. I'm proud of you and your sister. I'm proud of the accomplishments so far that you all are achieving. I am very proud of your relationship with Christ. Most of all, and I believe that if the two of you and if our family continue on this course, I believe that this is a course that is blessed and ordained of God. So I'm very proud of our family, all of us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, next question. What are your hopes for what the future holds for me?
Well, Brandon, with all of my heart, I hope that you pursue the thing that you're most passionate about. And I hope and pray that you do this with the utmost consideration for your relationship with the Almighty. And by that, I mean, a lot of times we want to do things and we strike out to do things, but we've never asked God, or we've never gone to God in prayer to get affirmation or confirmation for whatever it is that we're doing. We just like to do it because it pays a lot of money, or because it's a high profile job, or whatever the reason. But a lot of times we're not in line with what I believe God has called us to do. And so I hope and pray for Brayden, for you, that you are truly successful in this life. I hope and pray that your relationship with God is real. And I hope and pray that whatever vocation you choose in this world, that you are happy with it. I pray that for you.
Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me?
Yeah. I guess I hadn't considered it at this age stage in your life, but I will tell you this. That in growing up, your papa made his share of mistakes. And in making my share of mistakes, I tried to make the correction with your mom. Tried to show her, teach her, illustrate to her, I've already made those mistakes, so you don't need to do that. And I'm hoping and praying that your parents would do the same for you. I hope and pray that you listen to what they have to say. I hope and pray that you listen to what I say. We have made some very good decisions that have been very good for our lives. And we share those decisions with you. We share the fruit of those decisions. We share with you the good things in this life, as well as all of the mistakes that we made, only because we want you to know that there are, this life is full of good and bad, ups and downs. But we don't want you to ever be discouraged when things don't apparently and evidently go the way that you think they should. Just know that it's just a temporary condition. It's not permanent. It will change.
Okay.
How did you choose mommy's name?
Well, your grandmother and I really labored over choosing your mother's name. It wasn't a decision that we took lightly, and we chose your mother's name because we thought it was pretty. We thought that it reflected a certain character. We believe that your mom would reflect that character in her life's choices, both good and bad. And we believe that, most of all, that she would reflect and understand that this name that we gave her, with the I and not the Y, Brandy, was because we thought that it was sweet, it was intoxicating, and we just thought the name would fit a personality. Okay?
What was mommy like as a baby or as a young child?
Curious. Very curious. She was, she had a lot of questions. Always wanted to know why. And she was kind of she would explore a lot of things. But she was very she was an obedient child. Her grandparents spoiled her. So if I had to chastise your mother, it was very difficult to do that in front of my mom. My mom protected your mom. And so sometimes that would make it really difficult. And I think that she understood that. So when we would get around my mom, sometimes she would take privilege. But it was all in part of her growing up, part of that personality. I tell you, she was very intelligent for her age, had wisdom a little bit beyond her years, even as a small child. Okay.
If you could do everything again, would you raise mommy differently?
No. No, I would not. I think that all of the good and the bad together has made your mother who she is today. if it were just all good, I'm not so sure that would be a good thing. But it takes all of the good and the bad to make you who you are. I wouldn't change a thing. Sometimes when I look back in retrospect, that the human part of me wished that I could shield her from some things. But control, and these things were the things that obviously God wanted her to experience. And these things went into making your mother who she is today. All of the good, all of the bad, all of the memories she has, all of the memories that maybe we missed out on something. We had a lot of good memories. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I would change a thing.
All right.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Westlake, Louisiana. Westlake was a little sleepy town. It was right in the middle of the refineries and the industries in Calcasieu Parish in Louisiana. And it was, to say that we were right outside the gates of a refinery, we were still a very small town. People had small town attitudes in that we cared for and watched over one another as much as was humanly possible. We weren't perfect, but as a community, we kind of looked out for each other. But we were like a community, like any other community. We had our good, we had our bad. But overall, it was a good place to grow up. Sometimes when I look back, I realize now that we were not middle class, but we never did without a lot of things. And if we did, I can remember. I'll tell you this about Westlake. Westlake had people. I remember one year when one of the neighbors was sick, and it was time for the men to butcher. I think we were killing a hog, and I think they were going to kill a cow. And usually all of the men participated, but this man was sick, he and his wife. But when all the butchering was done, as children, we were to distribute this food evenly. And I remember taking packs of meat over to the neighbor's house and dropping it off, and just neighbors looking after neighbors. And I can remember when your papa would get in trouble with his daddy. And sometime I had to cut the neighbor's yard, mm-mm, as well as our own yard, because I wouldn't listen. So that was just one of the things that your papa did when he was young, because he didn't listen to what he was being told. He didn't follow instruction. Mm-hmm. I think your mama got some of that too.
What was your childhood like?
I had a great childhood. We played summertime. We played baseball. We played football. We had all of the sports. We had a little small recreation center where we could play basketball, and in the summertime, table tennis. We had a great childhood. As I stated previously, we weren't middle class, but I can remember all of my clothes were starched in iron. My mother would take meticulous care to starch and iron my shirts and my pants, and if they required it. And I grew up with that in that culture. I grew up loving my brothers and my sisters. I grew up loving my parents, respecting my parents. We grew up loving Christ. My grandmother would take me to church every Sunday. Every Sunday, I was going to church with my grandmother. And my childhood was good. I made good grades in school, above average. I was an AB student. I loved music as a child. I remember imitating my uncle. He was a trumpet player in the high school band. So I learned to play the trumpet because my uncle played the trumpet in the band. He was real good at it. So I wanted to be like my uncle. I learned to play the trumpet. And then as time would go on, I would learn other instruments. And when it got to that time to go to college, I decided I wanted to major in music. And I guess if I could change that, I would go back and major in engineering rather than music education. But it was a good experience.
Yeah.
Who are your favorite relatives and why?
Could you repeat the question?
Who were your favorite relatives and why?
Who were my favorite relatives? Well, my favorite relatives were my grandparents. Because when I would go to my grandparents, they would protect me from my mom and dad like my mom protected your mom from me. So, when I would go to my grandparents, if there was some discipline to be issued, it would come from my grandmother. And so I kind of learned that at an early age, I guess. My grandmother was very protective of your papa, and I just loved my grandmother. I remember her every day. I think of her every day. It's just a wonderful, wonderful feeling, wonderful, wonderful memory. She was a lady that worked in the kitchen of one of the local restaurants. And I can remember when she would work the graveyard shift and she would come home, and there were times she would bring us honey buns. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what was so special about a honey bun, but coming from my grandmother, it was very, very special. I remember looking forward to that. I remember she would come in about 6 in the morning, and we would be up waiting for her to come home, bring home the honey bun. It was a good time. It was a really good time for us.
Ask that question and then explain it a little bit.
How are you always so strong? Because, like, still, you can still pick me and my sister up at one time. All at once.
Well, Papa not as strong as he used to be, but you guys, we just love you so much, you just want to be close to you, so I'll pick you up so I can just hug you as tight as I can and cherish that feeling. But at one time, you know, I used to, when I was young, we used to work out, play football, play ran a little track, played in the band. Your pawpaw could never play basketball. That was your that was my brother. Not your pawpaw. Your pawpaw could not play basketball to save his life.
But he can play some baseball. He can play baseball though.
Oh, but pawpaw can play baseball. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Pawpaw played baseball very well. Very well. And every summer we played baseball. Actually, the baseball season would start in the spring before school was out, and it would carry over into the summer. And right before school started, we would end the season. And that was from when I was...
Go ahead.
I don't know where we cut off, but I would say I loved playing baseball when I was a boy. And I played it until I graduated high school. After high school, I went back and I would umpire the games. And as I grew older, as an adult, I sponsored a league and even paid for the umpire, paid for uniforms and umpire fees and all kinds of things. I just loved baseball. I loved the idea of the team sport and what it represented. And so baseball was always near and dear to me. I just loved it. Still love it.
Mm-hmm.
Still do. Love baseball. So, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What were your parents like?
Speak up.
What were your parents like?
My parents?
Mm-hmm.
I had some of the best parents that I think any child could have. And let me tell you why I say that. And I think almost every child feels that way about their parents. And let me tell you why I feel that way about mine. My mother didn't work. My dad worked. And we didn't always have everything, but we never knew what was missing because they did such a good job of shielding us from some of the troubles that we really didn't understand. That sometimes we may have been in financial straits because of the way that they shielded us from the trouble. But I remember as I got older, I can remember my dad pulled me to the side, and I took this lesson, and I still carry this lesson. My dad told me, and I guess because he used to deal with finance companies, and it was not a good experience. So my dad would tell me, he would preach over and over and over, don't ever, ever, ever deal with a finance company. And he would preach that. I remember that. So my dad worked hard. He provided for us as a family the shelter, the clothes, the food, the love, the security. We got to the point where as children, we were allowed to be children because we didn't worry about a lot of things. As I got older and kind of understood a little bit more about the financial situation, we were good with that. As I got older, in the summertime, we would, instead of always playing baseball during the day, then we took on some little jobs for the city of Westlake, earn a little money, and we'd play baseball in the evening time. My parents were just hardworking people. They loved each other. They gave us everything we needed to get our start in life. I remember them always saying, I just want y'all to be a little better than where we are. And I can remember saying to your mom, I want you to do better than me. And I think, you know, in the big picture, I think your papa has done fairly well for himself.
Done fairly well for himself.
I want your mother and your father to do better than we have done. Then Nana and I, we want y'all to do, want your parents to do much better than us. And you know what else? We want you and your sister to do even better.
That's right.
The expectations mm-hmm. are higher.
That's right.
With each generation, yeah. the expectations are higher. So it is not acceptable to not do well in school.
Right.
It is not acceptable to not do the best at whatever it is that you're doing. If you're going to play baseball, be the best that you
That's
can
right.
be.
That's right.
Don't ever compare yourself to somebody else. You mm-hmm. be the best that you can be.
That's right. That's
if
right.
you're going to play football, you do the best that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to school, I used to say to your mother all the time, she would come home, I'm ready to be. I said, well, tell me this. Is that the best that you can do? And if the answer was yes, I trusted her. I said, well, you did your best. But if she would say no, I said, well, then you know what you got to do.
That's right.
But the idea is to do the work, to study. Nothing in this life comes easy.
That's right.
But if you do the, if you study, if you put in the time, if you practice, if you put in the time, you can be anything in this world that your heart and whatever God has called you to be, you can do it. And not only will you do it, you will be the best at it that people have ever seen.
That's right.
And I believe that. I believe that. I believe that mediocrity, being mediocre, is a bad thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
He's been saying that all my life.
Huh?
I say you've been saying that all my life.
Yeah, because I believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe that. And so, I don't want you to ever do that. I don't ever want you to be mediocre. I want you to do the and be the best at whatever it is that you're doing. Now, if you're doing the best that you can do, I'm all with you. But if you're just getting by, not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And finally?
And finally, how would you like to be remembered?
I didn't understand the question.
Speak up.
How would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, that's a question I wish I'd had a little heads up. Well, how would I like to be remembered? I guess I would like to be remembered as fair. I would like to be remembered as a man that loved the Lord and always tried to be fair. How about that?
How about that?
Okay. Man that loved his family.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to be fair.
You done?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Papa. I love you.
You're welcome, and I love you. This was a great interview.
Thanks.
You did a really good job.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. Okay?
Okay.